admit it, playing against Bastille does improve my game. As I stare out the window at the Seattle skyline, the familiar ennui seeps unwelcome into my consciousness. My mood is as flat and gray as the weather. My days are blending together with no distinction, and I need some kind of diversion. I've worked all weekend, and now in the continued confines of my office, I'm restless. I shouldn't feel this way, not after several bouts with Bastille, but I do. I frown. The sobering truth is that the only thing to capture my interest recently has been my decision to send 2 freighters of cargo to Sudan. This reminds me, Roz is supposed to come back to me with numbers and logistics. What the hell is keeping her? I check my schedule and reach for the phone. Damn. I have to endure an interview with the persistent Miss Kavanaugh for the WSU student newspaper. Why the hell did I agree to this? I loathe interviews, inane questions from ill-informed, envious people intent on probing my private life. And she's a student. The phone buzzes. Yes, I snap at Andrea, as if she's to blame. At least I can keep this interview short.
Miss Anastasia Steele is here to see you, Mr. Gray.